Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Danny Ainge. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Baylor Moore. And now, play ball. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into right field. Torres picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Torres. Carty moves to third. Velez moves to second. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison is hit by the pitch. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires over to first and Cusick drops the ball. That's an error on Cusick. Morrison moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge strikes out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Velez. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Torres bunts towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. Nordhagen moves to third. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Naorodny takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Nairodny moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Velez. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Nordhagen scores. Nairodny scores. Bell moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosetti moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bosetti scores. Cerrone moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. Ainge hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cerrone tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin bunts towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cusick moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nairodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Velez hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nairodny for a passed ball. Griffin moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffin scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-5, White Sox. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell strikes out. 2 outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Naorodny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Velez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Velez reaches second base with a double. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Ainge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Ainge fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ainge hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.